نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ثم أما بعد. We begin by praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with praises and exaltations that indeed only He is worthy of. We begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa ba'd. Then we begin, barakallahu feekum, firstly by apologizing about the technical difficulties with the speaker and the mic. Insha'Allah ta'ala, the next class this should be resolved. So our apologies for that, for the sisters. On a bi-weekly basis, bi-ithnillah ta'ala, we want to start these very simple words of advice specific to the women, to the women from amongst the Salafis, so that they can learn some of the habits of Islam, they can learn some of the teachings of Islam that are specific to the women, or are better related to the women, and habits that they need to adorn themselves with. Barakallahu feekum. And we mentioned this before, Ya ayyuhal akhawat, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you, that the status of the woman in Islam is azeem. Because the woman in Islam is the first teacher of the children. So upon the hands of the woman, the children of this ummah are raised. And for that reason, Islam gives an abundance of importance to the status of the woman in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, Ya nisa an-nabiyyi man ya'ti minkunna bifahishatin mubayyina yudha'af lahal 'adhabu di'fain wa kana dhalika 'ala Allahi yasira. O women of the Prophet, the one who commits from amongst you a fahisha, the one who commits from amongst you a fahisha, a evil and despicable act, mubayyina, which is open and apparent, yudha'af lahal 'adhabu di'fain, your punishment or their punishment will be doubled. Wa kana dhalika 'ala Allahi yasira. And indeed that is something easy for Allah. وَمَنْ يَقْنُتْ مِنْكُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا نُؤْتِهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهَا رِزْقًا كَرِيمًا. And the one from amongst you that turns to obedience to Allah and His Messenger and does righteous good deeds, we will give her reward to her twice. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهَا رِزْقًا كَرِيمًا. And we have prepared for her a great reward. The mashayikh and ulama, they mention the reason why the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were informed of this, of the doubling of punishment and the doubling of reward. And of course they were from those that were the most distant from being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reason this is mentioned is because, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, that the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are the mothers of the believers. So they are your mothers. They are our mothers. And they are the mothers of the believers from that time till the end of time. So they are, in them is an example to be followed. Just as there is an example to be followed in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is additionally an example to be followed in the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. So if their manners and if their etiquette and if their acts of worship are perfected, then we will find the same to be the case with their children from amongst the ummah. Because they are their example. They are the teachers. So when they set a good example, that becomes a means of their children being good, righteous, obedient when they grow up. But if they establish for their children an example which is not good, an example which is disobedient to their Creator, disobedient to the Messenger, and not established upon Islamic morals and Islamic character and Islamic manners, then their children will adorn themselves with those same characteristics. Their children will take on the same characteristics that their mothers have. For that reason, Allahu Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He has doubled their reward, and if they were to fall into sin, doubled the punishment. And how distant they are from being disobedient to Allahu Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So what we learn from this, any community for them to grow in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the most crucial of affairs is that their women are righteous. From the most crucial of affairs is that their women are righteous. They are obedient to Allah and His Messenger. And they put before everything else the religion of Islam to teach their children and raise them up upon Islam. Because if the mothers are corrected, then the children are corrected. And for this reason, we find Islam giving an abundance of importance to the affairs of women, advising them, and setting ahkam, rulings in the sharia that are specific to them, that are specific to the women. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab, Ya nisa an-nabi lastunna ka ahadin minan nisa in ittaqaytunna fala takhda'na bil qawl fayatma' alladhi fi qalbihi maradun wa qulna qawlan ma'rufa. O wives of the Prophet, you are not like anyone else from the women. If you fear Allah, then speak softly, so that the one in whose heart is a disease is not, yani, enticed. وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا, and say a good word. وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى, and remain in your homes. Do not beautify yourselves as the women of the first Jahiliyyah used to do. وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and establish the salah and give the zakah and obey Allah and His Messenger. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُظْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطِيرًا. Indeed, Allah wishes to remove from you sins, O people of the house, and to purify you with a good purification. وَاذْكُرْنَا مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ لَطِيفًا خَبِيرًا, and remember what is recited in your homes from the verses of Allah and from the hikmah, from the statements of the Prophet. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ لَطِيفًا خَبِيرًا. Indeed, Allah, He is kind and He is all knowledgeable of what you do. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Indeed, the Muslim men and the Muslim women, the believing men and the believing women, the qanitin wal qanitati, those that stand in prayer from the men and the women, those who give sadaqah from the men and the women, those that are patient from the men and the women, those that have khushu' from the men and the women, those who fast from the men and the women, the mutasaddiqeen from the men and the women, from the sa'imeen, the fasting ones from the men and the women, walhafidhina furujahum walhafidhat, those that protect their private parts from the men and the women, those that remember Allah in abundance from the men and the women, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. So when we speak about the status of women compared to the men, then as it relates to righteous good deeds, as it relates to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying, fasting, and these acts of worship, the men and the women are equal. The men and the women are equal. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. Indeed, the most beloved of you to Allah are those that are most, that have the most taqwa. So as it comes to the religion of Allah, then the salah of the woman and the salah of the man, they are comparable. They are the same. The sadaqah of each of them, the acts, the siyam of each of them, the hajj of each of them, all of these actions, they have the same weight with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But there are certain characteristics that are specific to the women that are not specific to the men. And from amongst them are hijab. From amongst them is the niqab. From amongst them are those affairs that are regarding the women of Islam, and they are not regarding the men of Islam. They are specific to the women and they are not specific to the men. Today's topic that we want to speak about, and the way that we're going to set this up inshaAllah ta'ala, is we will make a portion of it the talk, the reminder, and the next portion will be questions and answers, inshaAllah ta'ala. The topic for today is an important topic, especially for the women. Especially for the women. And it is the topic of the tongue. The topic of the use of a woman's tongue. And how it should be used. Generally, we say to our sisters and the brothers that Islam places an abundance of importance upon the fruits of our tongues. How do we use our tongues? In what fashion do we use our tongues? Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. The one who believes in Allah in the last day, let him speak good or let him remain silent. Meaning the one that has fear of Allah and they has fear of the last day. Because our iman in the last day is something that prevents us from being disobedient. Ya ayyuhal akhawat, O sisters in Islam, it prevents a person from being disobedient to Allah, man or woman. They remember that the day will come when they have to die. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, every soul will taste death. So when they remember that yes, I will die and I will be raised to stand in front of Allah, naked, barefooted, uncircumcised. And I will have to answer to my Lord, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, for the blessings He gave me. This causes them to fear Allah and not use the blessings of Allah in disobedience to Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And without a doubt, from the greatest of blessings of Allah is the use of our tongue, which we can use to communicate the desires of our own selves. What are our needs? A Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala, he says, فَإِنَّ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادِ لَهُ أَنْ يَقُولَ الْعَبْدُ خَيْرًا أَوْ يَصْمُتْ. From our belief in Allah and the last day is, and preparing for that, is that we should say, speak with that which is good, or remain silent. فَقَدْ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ هَذَا الْلِسَانَ فِي هَذَا الْإِنسَانِ. For indeed Allah has created this tongue in this person. وَعَلَّمَهُ النُّطْقَ وَالْبَيَانَ نِعْمَةً مِنْهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Indeed Allah has then taught us communication as a blessing from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يَجَعَلْهُ مِنَ الْجَوَامِدِ الَّتِي لَا تَنْطِقُ. Our tongue is not from those body parts that does not speak. أو مِنَ الْبَهَائِمِ, or that we are as animals are. أو مِنَ السُّمِّ وَالْبُكْمِ الْمُعَطَّلِينَ عَنِ الْكَلَامِ, or from those that are, يعني that cannot speak, that cannot hear. بَلْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ بِهَذَا النُّطْقِ, but rather Allah has made us from those that can speak. And He has given us this tongue. But the Shaykh, he says, and be aware of this, sisters, this is general. This is general to the entire ummah. But this is specific to the women, from the aspect that we just spoke about. If the woman moves her tongue without thinking about the fruits of her tongue, about what she is saying when she is speaking to her children, when she is speaking to her family, when she is speaking to her husband, when she is speaking to her brother, when she is speaking to anyone that it may be. But at the head of them is her husband. At the head of them is her husband. That she moves her tongue with her husband as though her tongue does not know any limits. And this is something that we say, barakallahu feekum. It is important to understand this for our sisters. Regardless of where we come from. Regardless of where we come from. Whether we are from those that are born into Muslim families. But here we see, especially in the inner cities, that many of our sisters, when they enter into Islam, they bring those old habits with them. The habits of speaking, and speaking in a manner which is not befitting for the woman to speak in. So being loud when they speak, yelling when they speak, thinking that it is praiseworthy if they can yell louder than their husband, or if they can speak louder than the husband, which removes the female characteristics from the woman. The woman is not like this. The woman should not be like this. The woman should control her voice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا نِسَاءَ النَّبِي لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ إِنِ اتَّقَيْتُنَّ فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. O women of the Prophet, you are not like anyone else from the women. If you are fearful, then speak softly. Do not raise your voice. Do not raise your voice, and not softly meaning that you beautify your voice. When you are speaking to someone else, someone that can marry you, someone who is not mahram to you, but rather you hide your voice. And then you speak low, you speak soft, so that no one can hear you, and you are not speaking in a manner which causes a person's heart to be enticed. So you speak in low volume. You speak in low volume so others do not hear you. Even when you are speaking to your husband, you lower your voice. This habit that we see, that the women, they speak in moments as though it is something praiseworthy for them to surpass the voice of their husband. And if their husband says something, they're going to say something more, even louder. And if the husband says something else, they're going to say something even louder. And if someone says, well, this is particular to the women, what about the men? Nah, the men, they have advice that needs to be given. But this lecture is not for the men. This lecture is for the women. This lecture is for the women. So the advice is going to be given to the women. And as far as reacting in a manner which is not befitting with your husband, saying that, well, my husband speaks to me in this manner, then if you were to control yourself, this would also put shyness in your husband, not to speak to you in a manner which is not befitting. But many times, ya akhawat, or my sisters in Islam, we get complaints from sisters and from brothers that have children in their house, and the both of them are yelling at each other. And what is astonishing is that that is from the characteristics of a man. Yani, it is a manly characteristic to speak loud, to speak in a manner which has sternness in it. But from the feminine manners is that they lower their voice. They don't speak up loud. This is a feminine characteristic. What is learned outside of Islam, what is learned outside of Islam and society, from the women being loud, for the lack of a better word, obnoxious, for the lack of a better word, yani foul-mouthed with their husbands, or their children, or their fathers, or their husbands, then this is not from the characteristics of our women. Islam has come to feminize the women, yani make them feminine. Make them feminine, lower your voice. Don't speak like the man, where the man can speak loudly, so, oh, I need to speak louder so I can get my point across. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He orders the wives of the Prophet, فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ. Do not be loud in your speech. Don't be loud in your speech. Lower your voice. Don't stand in front of your husband yelling louder than your husband. Lower your voice. Because this tongue that Allah has given you is a blessing from the blessings of Allah. The Shaykh, he says, وَهَذَا اللِّسَانُ سِلَاحٌ ذُو حَدَّيْنِ. He says, indeed, this tongue is a weapon, but a weapon that has two sides. إِنْ اسْتَعْمَلْتَهُ فِي الْخَيْرِ جَنَى لَكَ خَيْرًا وَأَثْمَرَ لَكَ خَيْرًا وَإِنْ اسْتَعْمَلْتَهُ فِي الشَّرِّ جَنَى عَلَيْكَ شَرًّا وَإِثْمًا. If you use it in good, it will create good for you. It will produce good fruits for you. But if you use it in evil, it will produce for you evil results and sins. وَذَلِكَ بِحَسَبِ مَا تَنْطِقُ بِهِ وَذَلِكَ بِحَسَبِ مَا تَنْطِقُ بِهِ. And that is dependent on what is it that you are saying, what is it that you are speaking with. And my dear sisters in Islam, this is something that requires something which is known as self-control. Do not be enslaved to your own ideas. Yani something comes into your mind to say something and you have absolutely zero self-control. You cannot hold yourself and not say what is not proper for you to say. But rather, it comes out of you like a garbage can which is full and the garbage is just falling out. That's it. As soon as you become angry, you shake and whatever's inside you comes out. Is this feminine? Is this what the woman should be like? With zero self-control, not being able to control her emotions? And what is ajib is that they then become even more arrogant, even more obnoxious, even more loud when they become angry. Instead of showing self-control, as indeed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when a man asked, hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anna rajulan ja'a ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa qal, awsini, advise me, advise me. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la taghbab, do not become angry. La taghbab, do not become angry. He asked again, the Messenger of Allah said, la taghbab, do not become angry. This is to the man. How is it that the woman stands in front of her husband and becomes angry? Listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said, "Wa hal yakubbu an-nasa ala wujuhihim fi an-nari illa hasa'idu al-sinatihim?" Is there anything that throws a person in the fire upon their faces other than the product of their tongue? Allah Jalla wa Ala has given so much importance to this tongue and the product of our tongue that He has placed with each of us two angels that write everything that we say. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He says, إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ. When you find the two that meet you, sitting on your right and on your left, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. You do not stay, he does not say a statement except with him is a precise recorder. So, our tongues, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given so much importance to our tongues that He has placed with us those that write everything that we say. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He says, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And indeed with you are recorders, noble writers, who know what you do. They know what you do. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مَا يَظُنُّ أَنْ تَبْلُغَ مَا بَلَغَتْ يَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّهُ بِهَا رِضْوَانَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَاهُ. Verily a man might utter a word that pleases Allah, and he's not aware of how high it is regarded. And on its account, Allah decrees His pleasure of him until the day he meets Allah. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مَا يَظُنُّ أَنْ تَبْلُغَ مَا بَلَغَتْ. And a person may say a word that angers Allah, and he does not believe it to reach the level that it reaches. يَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ بِهَا سَخَطُهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Because of that word, Allah writes upon him His anger until the day He meets Him. A single word that can attain you the pleasure of Allah until you meet Him, and a single word can gain you the displeasure of Allah until you meet Him. Then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Say good statements. Speak with good speech. So now, here's two words of advice. The first words of advice were, how to speak. How do you speak? You keep your voice low. You don't yell at your husband. You don't raise your voice and speak like a man, thinking that that is praiseworthy. It's not praiseworthy. It's not praiseworthy, but rather it's foolish. Just as it is foolish for a man to lower his voice and speak softly like he is a woman. Like he is a woman. The man has characteristics specific to the man. The woman has characteristics specific to the women. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He says, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And speak a word which is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, 114th ayah, لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. There is no good in the abundance of their speech, except the one who orders to give charity or something good, or islah, or conciliation between the people. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And the one who does that seeking out the reward of Allah, then indeed we will give him a great reward. From speech which is good, what is mentioned? The giving of sadaqah. Meaning what? Al-amr bil ma'roof. Order. Ordering with good. Advise your children to do good. Advise them to read salah. Advise them to read the Quran. Memorize ahadith. Implement them. When your husband is at home and it's time for salah, don't say, what are you going to go to the masjid for? Just pray salah at home. Advise him. No, go to the masjid. Go to the masjid. I'll clean up the house. Go to the masjid. I will pray. When you come back, we will sit down together. So you advise. مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ. Or something good. So giving this advice is something good. أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Or conciliation amongst the people. Subhanallah. Huh? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يعني, bringing two people together, if they're having a problem, they're having a fight, you go and you help them. You know two sisters, they don't agree with each other. Huh? You help them, what? Reconcile their differences. Many of our sisters, what do they use? They use their tongues to separate the people. Firstly and foremostly, between them and their own husbands. Using with them speech which is not befitting. Using with them speech which is not good. What is evil speech? And we will get into this in some more depth, inshallah ta'ala, in the next class. The Nammam, story telling. You hear something about your sister, you go and you tell it to another sister. Then you go and you settle it to another sister. Tail carrying. Lying. Spreading the secrets. Someone tells you a secret, you spread it. Backbiting. But from those affairs that are specific to the women, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that because of this, the women will be the majority of those that are in the fire. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this to the women, a woman stood up and asked, "Why, O Messenger of Allah?" And he mentioned a shikwa. A shikwa, meaning what? Complaining. What does that mean? You complain. You don't do anything for me. You don't do anything for me. How many times do we hear sisters, when they sit with the students or they sit with someone, say, "He doesn't do anything for me. He doesn't do anything for me." All the same time, she is living in his house, eating his food, wearing his clothes. But he doesn't do anything for me. And what is even more astonishing is at times, when the husband tries to do something and it does not agree with how the woman wants it to be done, she refuses it. And then she says, "Oh, you didn't do anything for me." Shay'un ajeeb. Something ajeeb. So be careful from being from those who say, "Oh, my husband doesn't do anything for me." Because that is the reason why many of the women will be in the fire, or the majority of the fire will be inhabited by women. Inshallah ta'ala will suffice with that for today, inshallah. Inshallah, if there's questions, the sisters can send them up, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, as we have another 15 minutes that we will use to answer the questions. Barakallahu feekun. Hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah, if the sisters have the questions, they can write them down on a piece of paper, bring them up and put them by the steps and just knock, and inshallah we'll pick them up. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah wa ba'd. The sisters asked if there was going to be homework for the class. There is going to be homework for the class, inshallah ta'ala. Unfortunately, there was a PowerPoint prepared, but there was a little issue with my laptop, because of which we could not do PowerPoint. So the next class, inshallah ta'ala, we will have PowerPoint. I will give the homework, inshallah ta'ala, because I can't do it based upon the PowerPoint, to look at the ayat in Surah Al-Ahzab. In Surah Al-Ahzab, from the verse 30, from the 30th verse, Afwan, from the 28th verse to the 35th verse. Surah Al-Ahzab, from the 28th verse to the 35th verse. And if you can, read the tafsir of Ibn Kathir as it relates to these ayat. The tafsir of Ibn Kathir. And there's an article online by the noble scholar Sheikh Badiuddin Shah al-Rashidi al-Sindi, and it is translated into English. It is called Hijab and Modesty. Hijab and Modesty. Inshallah, that is on the internet. Read the explanation of these ayats and that. Inshallah ta'ala, and that will give you a good basis of the next class, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And Allah knows best.